our next listener question. Our next listener, let me just double check something. Thank you. Kelly Flores, could you speak to this question?
Yeah, I'll just be really brief. I don't have all of the inside intel. I am a member of the Community Advisory Board. We talk quite a bit about different topics, but I think that we need to figure out the Pacifica board situation, you know, the legality, that having two different LSBs, that issue needs to be resolved straight up. And I was shocked about the sale of KPFK, to be honest with you. I had no idea. I figured the listeners also don't have an idea of what's happening and need to know and be informed. That information should be not only public, but it should be promoted out in the communities. It should be aired. It should be online. It should be available. That would be all the notes from the meetings, you know, meetings that are recorded, meetings that are open for all. And like the previous speaker said, you know, having, you know, a very short amount of public comment time, you know, that gets caught up really quickly without a solution. We have to figure that out. I think we need to do more of the listening sessions that Michael Novick reinstated, but maybe offline and into the communities, and have, you know, information disseminated broadly. I really believe that it needs to go beyond this. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And immediately, Ian Johnson.
Yeah, thank you, Stephen. So first off, to get people involved in the community, we're mandated by the bylaws to have two town halls a year. We are, I think, two town halls behind on the year right now. And that's because, you know, frankly, the people who are running this network do not care for public input. They want, I mean, we just had two failed bylaws revisions, both designed to remove the democratic elements that I helped put in place back in the early 2000s when we seized Pacifica back from the sort of fascist Democratic Party forces that were trying to take it away from us. So as far as finances go, you know, we need to stop paying people to drive away our audience, because that's what we've been doing for the past several years. You know, and beyond that, when you bring programming that the listeners want, that actually reaches out and builds new listenership, that is what's going to save this network. Selling the building, it's doubly mortgaged. It's not going to make a cent. In fact, it's going to cost us money to move the building.
Two seconds.
Okay, that's all right.
Thank you. We're going to move directly on to our last answer from a listener candidate for the local station board, Avelia Jones.
Hi. Listen, first I want to say that I have a radio background. I worked FM radio for about 4 years, traffic control, and on air morning sweep. I got some idea of how things might work when they work well. But when it comes to KPFK, I want us to be realistic. What we have are a lot of people who use up time. They talk a lot about things they cannot implement, cannot organize, and even if they could, they don't have the time to do it before the next meeting. Now, we have meetings that last 3 to 5 hours at best, when we have more than one idea on the table. So some of these things must precede the overnight change we're talking about, or some people are referring to. I would love to see it. I want to see the magic wand. So how do we solve it? We get some pros in there who've done it before, who know where the grids and the tables are and what
Five
the
figures
seconds. Are, and let them implement them. Excuse me. Thank you.
Thank you, Avelia. Very much appreciated. We're going to move directly on to our next listener question. Before we do, everyone, we really need your support. Please take this moment. We have to pay for election supervisors. None of this democratic institution is run for fun and for free, except by all of us volunteers who work for free. And as you know, this is heavy lifting. If you've ever been a programmer here, I can tell you firsthand. But the rest of this is a forum for you to learn about your local station board candidates. We have five on the air today. We have a question from the next person, Mansoor. I think you're on line one. Please join us with a question.
Hi, good day to you. My name is Mansoor. I've been with KPFK for 25 years. And last, I was helping Roy Tuchman, who passed away in April. I'm reluctantly calling to correct a couple of misinformation that's been put out there right now. Number one is Ian talks about that he was banned by New Day Pacifica. That's not true. There is a footage at the station that shows that he attacked the IT person. That's why he is banned from this station. Number two, I don't recall seeing Ian during the bylaws referendum that I was chairing most of the time. So that said, I want to bring your attention to a couple of points. The reason that Pacifica is where it's at with KPFK has 4,800 membership. In 2020, we had plus
5 seconds.
We had plus 10,000 members. We need to look at ourselves for causing the demise of KPFK and Pacifica. Thank you.
Thank you, Mansoor, very much. Okay, so the question is, how do we self-reflect on the loss of membership over past years? What are the solutions to building our membership? And question number four will start with, that past question will start with Avelia Jones.
Okay, how do we build membership? Is that the question?
That is the question.
Yes, so many ways. One would be canvassing and asking directly, which, you know, is a form of fundraising, but it's really membership raising. We have to have better programming, things that people want to hear. We have to do it in a style that may be very different from the old school. I'm a pro at the old school, but there's a new way of attracting attention. It comes through the podcast, short attention or quick attention kind of young people we have. Brilliant young people, but they don't want to stay on too long with any programming. We have to vary what's on the air. Like sometimes of day are more appropriate for the senior citizens, whom we must continue to love as they are the background and the footing of all of our fundraising yet and still. They are young people who often have a lot of money. Some of that money is coming from parents. Come on, hands up, say yeah. Now, so we've got to appeal to lots of people, and I just named a few things, but to stay conscious of the truth and get out there and do the work.
Thank you so much, Avelia. Our next participant in the question of self-reflection on building our audience would be Guru Mantra Khalsa.
Well, the statistic going from 4,800 from 10,000 is a pretty eye-opener. I had no idea the bleeding was that bad, but I should have been able to pick it up by the number of fund drives. We've got to reach the audiences that want to hear what we have to offer, and we need to look at what that is right now. You know, thriving communities is what everybody wants, but when you look around, not everybody's thriving. There needs to be a lot of healing and redemption going on. And those stories are all around us. They need light of day, and they need others to see themselves in those stories. And I think once we engage those audiences and having a platform to be the catalyst for that, I think we'll be able to stem the tide and rebuild our listener base.
Thank you very much, Guru Mantra Khalsa. Next up is Robert Payne.
We talk self-reflection. Consider this. KPFK has got the broadcast diameter of the entire state through the repeater stations. And we have not exploited that with the free social media, YouTube, Telegram, whatever. There's several. Young people start YouTube channels. They have a million followers. Bring them to the station and offer them experience on the radio. Also, the existing programmers need to expand their reach. For example, Mitch Jesuit on KPFA, he went over to YouTube. You can see his interviews anytime by accessing YouTube. It is also data searchable through Google.
5 seconds.
The truth.
Thank you so very much. And finally, Ian Johnson.
Okay, I'd like to address first off that that was not a question. That was an on-air slander by Mansoor Sabah, a member of the New Day group, whom, as you will recall, I pointed out were liars. And there is video evidence of me being attacked by the person he referred to. In fact, I never touched the guy, and the video shows him raising his fists and challenging me to fight. There was an eyewitness by the name of Doug, who is one of our candidates, as you may find out. But Doug was actually fired from his job at the front desk because he was a witness. They never questioned him as to what happened, but I was the one who was attacked in that incident. And these are the kinds of things that New Day does. They target their opposition for witch hunts and removal. And there's never a fair process by which one can establish the facts. And under Robert's rules, if you're going to suspend someone from a local station board, for instance, there's supposed to be a hearing. They're supposed to be presented with charges. They're supposed to be given an opportunity to get a legal defense put together, have a lawyer, whatever they want. None of that ever happens. These people cannot win on the facts.
5 seconds.
So they assume the facts, and then they don't even assume the facts. They just lie. That was a lie, and I won't stand for it.
Thank you. Thank you, Ian. Okay, we're going to move right on to our next question from a listener sponsor who, to remind all of you, we are listening to candidate forums on KPFK-FM. We are talking about local station board candidates for the upcoming elections. You have received your ballots in the mail, on email, and probably by now in the mail. If you have any questions, call the station if you haven't received a ballot yet. Anyway, the point is really about the station's survival. It needs to happen. I am going to defer to Kelly, who has not answered yet, and let her jump in with an answer to that question. And then we'll get back to our next question from a listener, Kelly Flores. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, I'll be brief on the answer. I think people already said a lot. I just wanted to chime in on not just including more of the community voice in the radio and reaching out, but it's getting young people like interns. Like on our CAB right now, there is an effort to get communications students at CSUN to intern at the radio station and really using those platforms that the youth are using. You know, someone mentioned it, like YouTube and TikTok, and having like a video element to our station, modernizing a bit of our equipment and improving our tech and sharing that with the youth. I think that's really important. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kelly. I'd just like to remind our panel and our listeners who are calling in, any personal named attacks of any kind will not be tolerated. I really would emphasize that the purpose of these forums is to educate our listeners on exactly what is going on in service to the future of this station. This is a local station board election for KPFK. We have 5 of our candidates on the air with us. And this is a great opportunity for us to move the ball forward. The future of this station is at risk. So for those of you out there who would like to support the station, now is the time, 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. Press number 1 when you hear the answering machine message. Okay, so we're going to move right on to another question. We're going to take it from Andrew. Andrew, listener, sponsor, welcome to KPFK.
Yes, I am a paid member, a voting member, and a monthly sustainer. A few quick questions. Have you read the Pacifica bylaws available at pacifica.org? Have you read the mission statement, Pacifica mission statement, available at pacifica.org? What did you think of the New Day referendum to change the bylaws, and did you vote for the bylaws? And then for the host, I think Mr. Ian Johnson should have a chance to answer the last question, since he had to use his time to respond to that personal attack.
Thank you.
Which was inappropriate.
Thank you very much. There will be time for each candidate to give a final statement and offer whatever they'd like. Appreciate your input. Okay, 4 questions were asked there. In particular, did you read the bylaws? Have you read the Pacifica mission statement? And are you someone who is aware of the referendum that was put forward by New Day? Please respond in any of those questions and in any order you like. The first person who will speak now is Kelly Flores.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Just to answer your question, Andrew, yes, 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 yes. I did not vote in favor of the referendum, in favor of the changes to the bylaws by New Day. I voted against it. I disagree with it. And I hope that answers your question. Thank you.
Next up is Ian Johnson.
Yes, I opposed the New Day bylaws referendum. Both times it failed. It cost the station and the network hundreds of thousands of dollars to put that that on. And luckily, we managed to defeat it using paper ballots, which I would recommend everyone ask for in this election as well. You can call the National Election Supervisor and make your request. I've got mine in. Electronic voting doesn't work, and it's subject to fraud. As far as the bylaws themselves, yes, I actually was involved in the conventions that were doing that. I didn't go to every meeting, but I certainly was involved selling them to the listenership with the show called Pacifica Matters, which I engineered online here at the station. And as well, I support the mission. I actually lived the mission. We took listener calls on my show. So if someone didn't agree with what they were hearing, I wanted to talk to them to find out why they didn't agree and where they got their information and how we could resolve the disagreements. So yes, I support the bylaws. I read the bylaws. I was twice on the station board. So I had to put them into place, and I watched them violated repeatedly. Like, we've never had a town hall meeting in the past couple of years, have we? We're having virtual LSB meetings when, in fact, we should probably be doing these things live and in person, because otherwise your digital divide kicks in.
Thank you so much, Ian. Next person up will be Avelia Jones.
Yes. I'm confused here, needless to say. I want to know about bylaws. First of all, when I entered Pacifica and KPFK local board, I wasn't given anything or any instruction by anyone as to where the bylaws were and what to read and how to interpret and what they were doing. There was nothing. So I think one thing that needs to change for the future is that when you have new people, which I am not anymore, you must insist that they have a pamphlet or something, surely we know a printer somewhere, that says what the bylaws are. Now, in order to evaluate what needs to change and why, I want to know point to point, what don't you like, what doesn't work about the New Day bylaws? Because you have to prove to me that there is a real, real good reason why, other than Lou Hill wrote the original bylaws and we amended them in time through the years. That's great. But to have a whole new deck of cards that say we take some of the old bylaws, we bring in new ideas, and we make the best possible station operable, manageable, got the money. We have a timeline to do that,
Avelia,
and we have bylaws that support it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Avelia. We're moving right along to Robert Payne.
76% of the contributing listeners voted for the New Day Pacifica. They may not have known what those bylaws were, but they were very, very tired of what they heard on the radio. 76% for change. I want to return to a comment that I was cut off. Meta tags. If we meta tag our programs, people from all over the world can access our information. We can build membership in Pakistan, in all the countries of the world. If KCRW gets money from everywhere in the world. What about us? We put our programs up for the world, and we will draw in the support of the world rather than fight back and forth all these petty details about meetings and whatnot. Let's make a station that is heard throughout the world. We are the future.
Thank you so much. We will move right along. You were listening to Robert Payne. Next up is Kelly Flores.
I answered this question already. Sorry.
Oh, all apologies, Kelly. Forgive me. Guru Mantra, have you answered this question? No, I don't.
No, I haven't answered it.
Thank you.
bylaws are always my least favorite thing in the world to even look at. They put me to sleep most of the time. But I did read the bylaws during the New Day and all of the brouhaha that was going on with this stuff. And I was uncomfortable with any voices being diminished, particularly the listener board. And I didn't think that was the way to solve the dysfunction. And I did read the mission statement. And what strikes me is that there's one piece in there about being self-sustaining. And that seems to have been lost on both sides of whoever's arguing for control of what it is they see the vision for the future here. So I see that as a big red flag and a huge source of a breakdown. That's why I was a big promoter of sociocracy. You can change everything with how you operate and put some bylaws in place that actually work.
Thank you so much. Okay, well, we have just heard questions from our listeners, and we are going to move on now to final statements from the candidates. But before we do, I want to emphasize a few things. One, the process we are in the middle of, you are listening to a democratic media institution having intense growing pains as we move into the future together. There's a lot of complexity to these issues. We're trying to simplify that by holding these forums and allowing these candidates to speak their piece and to have their opportunity to be heard by you, the listener, who votes for these candidates and decides who will be on the local station board, which is predominated by listener sponsors. So please take your ballot and get it in. Please vote. Whether you receive it by mail or by email, it is critical. And most importantly, just to acknowledge, this is a moment in the station's history where your support is needed more than ever. Please call 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735, and click on 1 and make a donation, or kpfk.org and make a donation. And I will now move right into our closing statements from the candidates. Each statement will have a total of 1 minute. It says on the grid that I sent out that it will be 1 and 15, but I'm sorry, we are running over based on multiple effects here. We're going to give you each 1 minute to speak. Please start and finish promptly so we can close the show out and give our listeners the benefit of your thoughts. We will start our closing statements with Ian Johnson.
I just heard another New Day lie. That was 76% of what listenership? The listeners have been fired. The people who were voting for the New Day bylaws were lied to. They literally were told that Jane Fonda supported them. She was like, what? Get my name off that. I know Jody Evans, who was like unhappy that she was misled into supporting these things. Medea Benjamin opposed them. The reality is it's not just the listeners, because we have under our bylaws, staff has a vote too. And that's how that lost this time. The first time it lost by a much larger margin. In any event, we need to move forward with the bylaws we have. If we want to revise them, we should do it in a precise way that does not diminish the membership of the, you know, the membership power of the listeners. In fact, I don't think staff should be on boards. I never did. That was the Plan B bylaws that came out of the convention that got adopted as a minority report somehow. So what I'm saying is Pacifica, when it's doing its job, builds audience. When it follows the mission, it builds audience. I remember fund drives that we cut off because they were over budget before the fund drive was over.
Time. Thank you, Ian Johnson. That was Ian Johnson, his closing statement as a candidate for the local station board of KPFK. We'll move right on to Guru Mantra Khalsa.
KPFK is in the midst of a huge breakdown, but we're also poised to be a catalyst for reinventing local news. It's like out in Riverside, we've got career pathways through the high schools teaching kids how to get into journalism, and our junior colleges are graduating media and video professionals at one of the highest rates of anything we've got going on out here. we're looking at cooperative journalism so that we can begin to cover the municipal stories where policies are baked into place. KPFK is uniquely poised to do a similar thing. That's why a community media collaborative could be a huge step forward for actually shining light on the stuff that never seems to get changed. And it would be a good way for us to measure our power as a voice as we build back our listenership in the largest media area in the country. And while you're at it, put a little money in the coffer out there. Everybody knows it's the right thing to do. So next time you pick up your phone, say yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Guru Mantra Khalsa. We'll move right on to the next candidate giving a closing statement. You have 1 minute, Evelia Jones.
Thank you. Again, I implore you to vote for me this time. I'm listening well to what all of us have to say on this meeting. And a lot of it I take very seriously. I'm meeting new ideas and new people about how to go into the future. But I'll remind everyone that we better start with love, that crazy word, because that's what's destroying us on these boards. If we could just get along with each other, what a platitude, but it's the truth. We should start with that. Now, fundraising, we got to figure that out. And I agree, there are new ways to do it. Please, don't accuse any entity, any person of anything, unless you've got the proof. I like that courtroom idea about bring me the proof.
5 seconds.
And I say, in addition, thank you for listening. Vote for me, Evelia Jones, KPFK candidate 2023. KPFK. Thank you.
Thank you, Evelia. Kelly Flores, excuse me, Robert Payne, your 1 minute closing statement.
Yes, sir. I travel the world doing international documentaries. We work through a non-governmental organization. We have interns from universities intern with us. That requires a professional to teach them what to do. If we have professionals working at the radio station, we can bring in interns, we can issue equipment, we can send them out to the community, we can gain recognition in the community. Also, as someone who works the internet, I know that we can expand our coverage to the world. We need the entire world as our area of listeners and watchers.
Five seconds.
We can upload video, audio, whatever. We can upload print.
Time.
Or international.
Time. Thank you so much, Robert Payne. Our next candidate, final statement from the five candidates who've spoken with us, Kelly Flores.
Thank you so much. I've been a listener and contributor to the radio station in multiple ways over the past two decades. I'm writing with a slate of like-minded folks advocating for a strong commitment of grassroots radio ethics that includes the most marginalized voices of our communities and for putting community activists for change front and center. I also believe that we need to bring youth into the station as it's been initiated by members of our CAB, which I'm part of, the Community Advisory Board, with interns from college. Our listener support base must grow, and we need to continue to incorporate independent voices in our programming and also change the ways we fundraise. We need to do more collective fundraisers in the community. All around, KPFK must reach out to the lives of everyday working class people and always be accessible to everyone. I hope you consider voting for me, Kelly Flores, to the LSB. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly Flores. Thank all of our listener, sponsor, listener, local station board candidates, all five of you today. That will be at 8:30 p.m. tonight, again tomorrow at 2 p.m. for English language, 8:30 p.m. for Spanish language. Thank you all so much for participating today. Have a great day.
Support KPFK so that your kids' grandkids or someone else's great-grandkids can listen when they grow up. Do it for them. Pledge today. Dial 818-985-5735 or pledge online at kpfk.org. Support KPFK today. Radio for the future. The truth
is that I haven't shook my shadow here. Let me tell you a story. On June 23rd, 1967, the LAPD beat anti-war demonstrators bloody. Only one radio station in the Southland covered the beatings, KPFK. And that was the day a young kid in Pacoima broke open his piggy bank and joined KPFK. This is Greg Palast. I was that kid, and for 55 years, I've been a member of KPFK and Pacifica stations. Why? Because the courageous